Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Enlightened Networking 30 Minutes of Wisdom call for December 30th, 2011. And this is our last call for this great year of 2011 as we begin to be right on the cusp of an exciting new year. We have a very special call here for you this morning, and we're so grateful to spend this quality time with you at the end of the year, at the end of cycles. And Robin and I started these weekly calls as kind of our way of paying it back and really paying it forward for all the amazing people that we've met and lessons we've learned. And our intention with these calls is really to create a safe space where people from all professions, backgrounds, and companies can really come together and learn from some of the most forward-thinking authors, speakers, trainers, and really most enlightened people probably on the planet. And we have one of those people on the phone with us here today. Actually, we have many of them, but you know, one of them's featured as a speaker, and the other one, another one, is featured as the interviewer. And so I'd like to turn the call over initially to my wife and partner in life, Robin Blank Mascari, who's going to introduce our special speaker here this morning.
Well, thank you, Gregor. Thank you, Gregory, and welcome, everybody, to this very special day and this very special year at the end. And this is quite a call, and it was designed for each one of us to really take toll at the end of this year and complete it with intention. So we're calling it the power of intentional completions, conscious completions. And for our speaker for the past 25 years has been coaching and educating individuals to lead more intentional, inspired lives. She consults with small companies and individuals desiring to utilize heartful intention and creating a team culture like that and having it be an operational value. She comes with a major, a vast and varied business experience, but is a highly skilled intuitive and comes from that perspective with a unique, powerful, and very practical approach for her clients. So I met her many years ago on the phone, and we just had an instant bonding and have been supported by her, teaching me how to be a trainer. She's been a coach to me, a mentor, a spiritual advisor, and a friend. And in the most joyful of times, and also support truly beyond measure in the darkest of times. I can't even imagine what my life would be like without her love and support. So my life and well-being have been so touched by her joy, her love, her wisdom, and have created a greater sense of peace in my world, and why I want to share her with you today. And it is truly my honor to introduce to you Genevieve Joshua. Good morning, JJ.
Good morning, Robin and Gregory, and everyone on the phone today and everyone listening. I want to start out by just saying, hey, Happy New Year on its way. And thank you so much, Robin and Gregory, for inviting me to participate in this wonderful forum you've created. What you are doing here, Robin, is so valuable, making all this practical wisdom and extraordinary inspiration so easily accessible to people and so much fun. It's always fun with you, Robin.
It does help to laugh along the way, doesn't it? So how about we jump in?
Yeah.
And for those of you, it's Genevieve Joshua, and affectionately known as JJ. So I'll be calling her JJ. And I'd love you to start out, JJ, with kind of telling us exactly what does it mean, conscious completion, intentional completion, and why is that important?
At its very core, conscious completion is nothing more than a choice. It's a fundamental choice, and that choice specifically is not to carry the past around with us. So all of our lives, Robin, as you know, everything our lives are made up of are choices, and this happens to be one of the simplest, most empowering choices you can make all day long, is not to carry the past with you. You might have noticed occasionally that human beings have a strong tendency to hang on to things, to hold on to old wounds and habits and thought forms and stuff, lots of stuff. And all this represents our past and isn't necessarily empowering now. So what it is a profound act of self-respect and self-love, a conscious choice not to carry the past with us. It is an opportunity to wake up, to be aware of what in your experience right now requires a completion. I need to call that complete. I need to end this cycle and start a new one. It's the practice of conscious awareness of all the agreements and promises that you've made to self and others, and how to be in integrity with yourself and with others. It's a conscious choice to live in the now. So that's what it is. Any questions about that?
Well, just when you say that, and you say letting, not carrying the past, I felt this heavy weight of extra baggage. The difference between luggage and baggage. And, you know, I just felt lighter just saying, I can let go of that. So would you talk more about when is it important? And I want to let everyone know, let me just shift for a second here, that JJ has created a wonderful PDF handout that we will be sending in the email to everyone. So introducing our next call. So you can take notes if you like, but know that there is an available handout with a lot of this information on it. And thank you so much for having that available, because then a lot of us can just be totally present and listen. So I know that this concept was new for me in a conscious way when I started working with you. When is it important to really use this, and how can we be most effective to do conscious completions?
Great question. What I'd like to go back to before we talk about when is why. Why is this so important? There's so many benefits to it, Robin, to conscious completion, but I really want to talk about what, from my perspective as a life coach, what I've noticed within myself in my years of seeking and growing myself and helping others do the same, is that what the completion habit does most profoundly is it neutralizes, or at least cuts back on, the unconscious saboteur of guilt that undermines our lives and our joy, our capacity for joy. So you know how that works, Robin, when you have, you make an agreement, you say, I'm going to do something. You know, next month I'm not going to eat gluten. You know, anything you say that you're going to do, and then life happens and you forget about that. Well, the funny thing is, your subconscious minds never sleep. They never sleep. We go to sleep, our conscious minds, but our unconscious mind does not, and it records every promise, every agreement, every plan, every should've, could've, would've that you've ever thought or spoken. Scary, but that's true.
Whoa.
So when we have this big stockpile of all this unprocessed to-dos, commitments, promises, and agreements that we have not followed through on, oftentimes for very good reasons, that doesn't matter. It's recorded on our subconscious. And we have an autonomic response to that of guilt. So then here we are piling up in our subconscious basement these piles of guilt that don't need to be there. And it drains our energy, it drains our joy, and it certainly reduces the ability to be available for the creative genius that's within us. Guilt is, and this is a strong statement, but I've seen it, I know it, I feel it, that guilt is the number one cause of suffering, cruelty, and dysfunction in our lives. Guilt.
Whoa. Whoa.
So,
would you say that again? Because I think it's so important.
Yeah, the guilt is, conscious or unconscious guilt, either one, is the number one cause of all suffering, cruelty, and dysfunction in our lives. It just pretty much gums up the works, no matter what.
Okay, so how do we do this?
Lots of ways to release the guilt, but there's one way that we're talking about today is conscious completion, is to complete as you go along. So the completion habit also, it frees up the genius and it frees up mental and emotional energy. It also can reduce your blood pressure and your nervous system. So how do we do it and when is it useful? Okay, this is when it's useful. Every single day, all the time.
Whoa.
Almost every circumstance, completion can be useful. So, for example, when we're finished with this call today, I will hang up the phone with much joy in my heart, and I will call it complete, that I did the best I could with what I knew, and I gave the best, and that's that. I'm done. So that I can move on to the rest of my day without anything in my subconscious mind niggling at me or undermining my power. Does that make sense?
Totally.
So all day long, really. But we're gathered here today because it's the year end, you know, and that's when everybody thinks about reflections and, you know, New Year's resolutions and all of that. So the end of the year, the end of a season, the end of a day, that is when it's appropriate. And we're going to go a little bit more into some specifics about year-end completion. But I'd like to introduce an idea for 2012 for everyone to do seasonal completions. There's four seasons in a year. So on the first day of spring, which is March 21st, why not complete what happened over the past 3 months in the winter so that you're not carrying your year's worth of incompletions or stockpiles of guilt forward. It's like complete every day, and I'll be teaching you a completion daily habit, but also to complete with a season. So that means at the end of 2012, your completion process is simplified, and you're just going to feel lighter and brighter all the time. As a professional, like in working with sales or any kind of a marketing program, to call that complete, when that call is complete and you call it good enough. Whether you did it as well as you might have wanted to do is not the point here. The point is to clean the subconscious mind so it's not carrying any shouldas, couldas, or guilt. So you say, hey, I did the best I could. I call it complete. I call it good. So another really important thing is when you're starting something new. When you're starting something new, whether it's a project or a relationship, a job, a new town, to stop and take the time to look at what needs to be completed in your experience. As this is another one that's so important, that a solid, inspired, and prosperous beginning for anything follows on the footsteps of a clear and conscious completion.
Typically in our culture, we're really good at starting. It doesn't seem like there's been much attention or education or support in completing. And completing, you know, if you can help people understand a little bit more, it doesn't mean that you got it all done.
Right, and I'm going to talk about that. And boy, you're right. We are really good starters. We're entrepreneurs here in America, and then we just get going, and sometimes we create a lot of stuff and we forget to complete. So a good point is that there is a difference between completion and finished. And an example of that would be if you have, for instance, you're looking at a research book, you're studying a book for something, and it's a 400-page book, but on page 126, you get the aha, you get the learning, you get the information that you really needed for that book. You don't need to read the rest of the book. At page 126, you've gotten what you needed to. You call that complete, even though the book isn't finished. But some of us, who might have been raised with some perfectionists in our family, are raised with this kind of background perfectionism little message, little take going, but you didn't finish it, you didn't finish it. And I want to give you another quote today that perfectionism is the highest and most sophisticated form of self-abuse. Let's just quit it out. Let's just not do that anymore. So you get what you need, you call it complete. So it's very important to understand that completion is when something in your life has come to a completion, whether it's finished or not, and that it's just evident that it's complete to you. There can't be anything more done about it. You call it complete, and you call it good, and you're done with that. Does that answer your question there?
Yes, that's very helpful because, you know, looking around, how many things are not finished, but we are complete, but then there's a lot of those other things that nag at us, the right in front of us that sometimes we don't even think about as incompletes. Could you share about the several different dimensions of incompletes that show up every day that kind of drain us and we're not even that aware?
Yeah, just every kind of little thing, like not clearing out our email boxes or not returning a letter to someone or not returning a phone call on time, not keeping an agreement you had with yourself for some particular kind of health habit today. These are all incompletes. And the nag, you use the word nag, and that's a really good word. Nagging is, you can just think of the acronym of nag, is never allow guilt.
Whoa.
Never allow guilt is another way for nagging. When I'm nagging myself or someone else, I'm slinging guilt into myself or into someone else. Let's not nag. Let's not allow guilt in our minds. So the small things, the big things, they kind of have an equal impact on the guilt pile. So you can complete as you go through the day. It's like I'm complete with the morning. When you're ready for lunch, you say, I complete with the morning and everything I did was good enough, and I call it complete. I also want to, while I'm thinking of it, want to talk about completing with anyone in your life that may have died. And completions do not have a shelf life. So if you have something you really need to complete from third grade, you can do it now. Whenever you do it, it's going to help clean out that subconscious basement of yours and give you more energy and inspire you and add to your joy factor of living here and certainly your health factor. So if there is someone in your life who's died that you had a feeling, I had someone in my life who died very suddenly and I didn't get a chance to say goodbye, and I learned from that so profoundly. And years later, someone told me about you can complete with them by writing them a letter. And it's a very profound thing to just write a simple goodbye letter and a completion letter to anyone in your life that may have died or disappeared out of your life that you can't find anymore, and to call that relationship good and complete. Very empowering to do that.
Wow. I think I'm watching myself breathing deeper, and I think you're the one who shared with me completion is like rowing in a boat. You want to share that metaphor, because it really helped me a lot.
Yeah, there's two metaphors. So when you're rowing the boat of your life, and with all the incompletes in your life, those are like holes in the boat, and so that makes rowing very wet. Not very effective.
It's hard.
You're not going to get there from here very quickly. And another one is really that when we're traversing the hills and valleys of life, you know, sometimes life can be very challenging. And you're carrying the backpack with you. And it's the first thing you said is, I feel like there's some baggage has left me. And I love your distinction between luggage and baggage. Luggage is what you need to do the job now. And baggage is gone, over, you don't need it, let it go. And so it's the difference between walking through, if anybody's ever gone backpacking or carried a heavy pack, you know how good it feels when you take that thing off. It's just daily letting you walk and stride through life much lighter. We've all had the feeling of, like, we've been meaning to clean out the garage for like 12 years. And then the day or the summer, it finally happens. You clean out the garage. And that huge, wonderful feeling of having the garage cleared out and all the stuff given away that you're not using anymore. Well, think of that as every day you're doing that with your consciousness. You're cleaning out your garage every time you complete something, so things don't pile up in there and get dirty and dusty and make your life chaotic. It's a very simple way of releasing the guilt load and energizing yourself. I want to talk a little bit about how it's so simple.
Yes, please.
Completion
yes.
is simple to do. In fact, people get into some very, very extensive completion processes for the year, and that's a beautiful self-awareness tool. And I highly recommend that whatever way you do a completion for the year, that it be done your way, you know, that's authentic for you. And some of the questions you might ask are, what do I need to complete to feel at peace with myself or with someone else? And what requires completion in my professional life, my personal life, my finances? What projects did I start at the beginning of the year that I wasn't able to finish that I can now call complete? So those are just a few things. But you can also do the completion for the year in 15 seconds. Shall we do that one now?
Oh, please.
I'll model the 15-second year-end completion process. And you're going to hear me say a phrase that I call this complete across all time, all space, all levels, and all dimensions. And I want to explain that phrase real quickly. We are much more than we think we are. We live at levels beyond our understanding. In fact, one of my teachers said that we are only aware of 15% of our lives.
Wow.
85% of our lives is outside of our awareness. It's at levels and places that we don't have direct perception of. When I heard that, I thought, well, I don't know if that's true or not, but I do believe that there is so much more to me and everyone I've ever known than I can see, taste, touch, hear, and understand. So when we use the phrase, I call this complete across all time, all space, all levels, which means all levels of my beingness and all dimensions, I'm including all those parts of me that I don't even know that are there, but I know that they're there, so I want to talk to them. I want to complete them. So this is what I would do for the 15-second year-end completion. And the little handout that you mentioned has a lot more detail on how you might work with your year-end completion, but this one works just as well. And all you do is take a moment to do a little centering breath and just let yourself settle down into that center. And you can all kind of follow the words with me, and I'll go a little slowly. And you just say I in your full name. So I, Genevieve J.J. Joshua, give thanks for the year 2011. I am so grateful for all the love, the learnings, the pain, the loss, the gain. I am grateful for it all. And I now declare across all time, all space, all levels, and all dimensions that this year is good. I call it complete. I call it good enough. It is done. On to the next.
Wow.
Simple.
That is so beautiful. And I think for a lot of people, when I was first reading your list for the year in completion, I got a little overwhelmed because I'm going, it's December 30th and we have one more day. And it's okay if it's not done by December 31st, isn't it?
It's okay. Like I said, completions do not have a shelf life. So you get to them when you can. But that brings us to the next habit I want to make sure that everyone gets, and that is the daily completion habit.
Right.
And completions can be done, you can either write them down, you can speak them out, you can pray them, you can sing them. It really doesn't matter how you do it. It just matters that you do it. Do it, do it, do it, like the commercial says. For very, very, like, intense experiences, divorces, anything that's been a big, long cycle in your life, it can be very helpful to write it down in detail and then burn or shred it in a sacred ceremony with yourself. But the daily completion habit is so simple and so powerful, and all it is just before you're ready to go to sleep, you just take that deep breath again, look at your day, and say thank you for everything. See, when we're doing completions, Robin, we want to include more than just a thought. So we want to include breath, something physical, like clapping your hands. I call this complete. You know, at the end of a call, you can just do three claps and you're done. Writing or a candle, something physical, something emotional, something mental, and your breath will bring your completions into a more full-bodied experience, including your soul. So at the end of the day, you always want to give gratitude for everything you're completing, even for the painful parts, because you know, we've all lived long enough to know that what at one time was very painful for us, then all of a sudden, a couple years later, we could see the gift in it. So if we give thanks, the gift in it today, whatever happened today, how hard it might have been, and I simply say, after I've quieted myself and done my little centering breathing, I call this day and all of its events complete. I claim that all my creations were good. I am good enough. Everything I did was good enough. I declare this day complete across all time, all space, all levels, and all dimensions. Thank you, universe, for all the gifts of this day. And now I go to sleep at peace with what has been.
Wow.
Really, the whole point of this, the whole point of completions is to live in more peace. And when we're in more peace, we're a much more effective channel for joy and genius and effectiveness when we're at peace. When we're at war with ourselves, we can't be very helpful to others.
Mm.
Really all about the peace. Peace, man.
That is so beautiful. And just so everyone knows, all of this is written down in the handout that you'll be getting in the email in a few days. Right after the call, Gregory says. So he's going to send it out right away. And there's a quote from one of your clients, Sherry Krug. Do you want to share what she said about how simple and powerful this is?
Yeah, Sherry worked with me years and years ago, and this is her quote. "I can't believe what a difference this tool has made in my life." And she was particularly referring to the daily completion habit. "Thank you, Genevieve, for helping me to live in much greater peace. It seems too simple to be so powerful, but wow, this thing really works."
And that's what's so wonderful, is it is so simple, and it doesn't take a lot of time to have a raise in our awareness, our consciousness, our intention. So, you know, I know we're coming close to the end of our 30 minutes, and I know I would just want to ask you, at this time, are you accepting any new individual or small company clients?
Yes, I am. I'm very open to making lots of new friends and clients and opportunities. So I think my email address is on your announcement.
Yeah, it is. And let me mention it. It's JJOSHUA at thetimetothrive.com. And you can reach JJ at 360-714-8868. And I know that you offer a complimentary getting to know you kind of session, don't you?
Yeah, so the first step to working with any new client is just to check each other out and see if it's a fit. So I do a free 30 to 60 minute interview about what I do and how I do it. My approach is a little differently in that I don't sign contracts. I'm not a life coach that signs you up for a process. I work very much in the now with my clients. And so we get a chance to get to know each other, and at the end of that call, you would know if my work and my approach would be helpful to you.
That's so wonderful. And sometimes it's a fit, sometimes it's not, and either way is fine. So anyone's available to give you a call. And I know there's one more question before we close for our time together, and it's what specific completion focus have you found to be most helpful to your clients through the years? Did we cover it yet?
No, we haven't, and thank you for doing that. If I only had one thing to tell all my clients, if I only had 1 minute with everyone that I knew, I would say this: completely do everything you can to stop the habit of judgment, judging yourself, judging others.
Wow.
And it's like putting pieces of our soul through the shredder.
Wow.
We have no idea what damage it does to us when we judge ourselves and we judge others. And in the year 2000, I set it as a year intention to stop the habit of judging. It was one of the most profound years of my life. And it's something that you practice because we're taught to judge. Everything's judgmental and there's a lot of judging going around. But if we could stop that one habit, if we could complete with the habit of judging ourselves and others, Robin, the world would change very quickly.
Mm. Well, JJ, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I invite everyone to take this to heart, take some deep breaths, and really use this time to have a conscious completion of the day, the year, the season, and have this really work for you to access more of that creative genius and more peace in our lives. So just a little bit about what's coming up before we complete our recording this morning. Next week we have a technology tool. It's called Audio Acrobat, and I am in love with this tool, and you'll hear more about it next week, followed by a session on vision from DeWitt Jones, someone who has inspired me deeply for the last 15 years. He was a National Geographic photographer and now a very powerful speaker and inspirer for many. And following that, we have the Healing Power of Humor with Swami Beyondananda. So we've got a great month ahead. And again, JJ, thank you so much. I am deeply honored to share you with this great group, our growing Enlightened Networking community. Gregory, you have any final comments?
Well, I just want to thank you so much, Genevieve. And every time I hear you talk about completion, it reminds me how powerful it is. And it lightens my load. You know, I stand a little taller and feel a little lighter, you know, wings under my feet and room for the wings on my back to flap a little more because, and I love your metaphor, you know, we all carry this backpack around, and Robin talks about, you know, the difference between baggage and luggage, and I always feel so much better when I get rid of some of that extra baggage. So thank you for
teaching. Oh, thank you, Gregory. Thank you, Robin.
It's been wonderful having you, and thank you all. And everyone can go to the website, enlightennetworking.com, and you can click on the resource page and listen to the past calls, and this one will be up in the near future. Until then, you can hear it on the audio replay through the phone. So happy New Year, everyone. Happy completion, peaceful completion. And I invite each and every one of you to take the time to give yourself that gift that we've been shared today from Genevieve Joshua. Any final comments, JJ?
Just blessings. Blessings to all, and have fun completing. It's really, really fun.
It's fun, and you will feel, I know how I feel when I get those things checked off the list. It's like, yes, it's plugging those holes in the boat, and it's much easier to row. So thank you, everyone, and thank you for being with us as we complete our first year end with Enlightened Networking. So at this time, we're going to complete our recording, and if you want to stand by, we'll open the lines and have a little time with Q&A with JJ. Stand by, please. Thank you, everyone.